Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. A very common minhag that many fathers do in their house Friday nights is bench their children with the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. So the question is, the Gemara in Ksubas teaches us that it's usur for a zar, it's usur for a non-Kohen to do Birchas Kohanim. So how is that allowed? How could a father who's not a Kohen give their children the bracha of Birchas Kohanim? One of the several answers are found in today's daf, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi says a number of things about himself, how miyamai, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. And one of the things he has said about himself, that he would never go against any of his friends, that ani biatzmi, he says, I never went against my friend's words. I know Shaina Cohen. I know I'm not a Cohen. I've got no yichus. However, if my friends told me, go duchen, I would go. Even though I'm not a Cohen, I would listen to my friends. I have so much respect for my friends. Tosa says, lo yada ri ma iser yesh bezarha ola laduchen. I don't know what the problem is. What's the iser of a non-Cohen going to do duchening? So, of course, Tosa knows the Gemara in Ksubas is an usher for a czar to be do Birchas Kohanim. So Tosa tells you, know what the issur is? Im lo bishim brachal vatola, shele Kohanim amru Torah levarach es Yisrael. To say the bracha of Birchas Kohanim, that would be the violation. So, seemingly, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say the bracha. But to say the psukim, that would not be a violation. So this is one of the many, many answers given, how a father is allowed to bench their children Friday night. Among the other answers is found in the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha and Siman Kuf Chaf Ches Dinei Nesias Kapayim. The Mishnah Berurah says one of the explanations is found by the Bach. The Bach says the only time a Zar, firstly, I should mention, the Ramah says clearly in this Halacha that Zar over Be'aseh, that based on this Gemara and this Tosos, there is an Aseh for a non-Kohen to do Birchas Kohanim, and it quotes Tosos who says not really sure what the Isser is. Now in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes from the Bach. The Bach says the Isser is only when you're doing the Nesias Kapayim, when you're spreading your hands, spreading your fingers. But if you don't spread the fingers, saying the Psukim alone would be permitted. The Prima Gadim thinks that it doesn't make a difference whether you do Nesias Kapayim or not. Saying the words as a bracha, Birchas Kohanim, would be an Isser. So what's the Heter? So according to the Bach again, so if you don't put your hands on, according to some, you only put one hand on top, that would not be a problem. But according to the Prima Gadim, it doesn't help. Even without putting your hands up, it would still be a violation. So the Ber Halacha says, since we paskin mitzvos tzrichos kavana, and your kavana here is not to fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, it's simply to bestow a bracha on your children, it would be permitted. And moreover, the Ber Halacha says, another suggestion is the Chachamim only were misakin Birchas Kohanim in the context of tefillah. But outside of tefillah, there is no mitzvah Birchas Kohanim, so that was as it would be as if you had explicit payers, or explicit kavana, not to biyote the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. In a similar fashion, no, the Behuda says the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim was only instituted, the Isser is only instituted in the Beis HaMikdash, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, it would not be a problem. So we see that there are several different explanations how to justify how a non-Kohen may bench his children on Friday night.